Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back here to the Treasure Chest Casino for our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk. We're inside the Game Bar and Grill as we get ready to talk more Saints training camp, and our Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. The Black and Gold wrapped up their final practice in California today, so they'll be heading back to Louisiana tomorrow. Got some good work in with the L.A. Rams. We'll be hearing a ton more about that after the first break. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will join us with his notes from the session.
Cannon's coming back tonight or tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I would imagine Bobby's flying back tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe getting that late flight tonight. Who knows?
I doubt it.
The weather out there, though, obviously, you know, everybody raved about. You don't have that humidity out on the West Coast. And that was something I saw on Bobby's practice video from even yesterday. Just, oh, man, you can get some great working out here.
Yeah, no question about it. That's why they're there.
Right.
You know, and so, again, it's a situation is you want to try to get all that work in. But that also draws you the red flag of – because you were down here training, and you know how to keep yourself hydrated. So you go there, there's not as much humidity, it's not as hot. You better keep yourself hydrated, because that sun will beat down on you the same way. Now, it don't feel the same, so you got to be careful. That's where these pulls and muscle injuries occur, because you think, oh, man, it's not that bad as it is in Metairie, you know, because of the humidity. But it still catches you. Still can catch you.
Yeah, luckily, you know, they take plenty of the water breaks. So I don't know if hydration is that much of an issue, but you definitely got to be concerned.
Yeah, you always are concerned about that, especially when you change sort of climates like they're doing. You always have a little bit of concern about it because, you know, you feel, oh, yeah, man, I feel good. You know, I don't need to drink as much and all that, but you definitely do.
Besides, you know, some of the morale around with the team, I feel like we've heard the players talking about how much Kellen Moore and the staff really pay attention to their bodies and getting that proper recovery.
Yeah, because injuries are going to happen.
Right.
No matter what.
It is football.
Injuries are going to happen. You're going to have pulls. You're going to have some major injuries also. But you try to limit that as much as you can. And, you know, they brought in a new staff now to sort of run that and doing it a little bit differently. Because I remember the first practice, you sent me a text about Mike. It's like an hour and 5 minutes. You could have stood up for the hour and 5 minutes. Now, I don't know if I could have took all the interview session. That's a lot longer than an hour and 5 minutes. But how he started off real light with them in practice.
Yeah, it was definitely that. He kept hearing it over and over, the ramp-up period.
And you saw it gradually ramp up. But when you take over 100 plays in one scrimmage.
Heavy duty.
That's two games, basically. You take that many snaps, that's a lot.
Looking, Mike, at our Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we got Mike in Atlanta on the line wanting to talk to Mario Davis. Mike, how the heck you doing, man, over in Dirty Bird country?
Yeah, man, I'm a Saints fan over here, though. But look, I want to follow up on that Demario Davis and that Vaughn Johnson interview with y'all had. Look,
yeah.
I want to take out Vaughn Johnson, man. Don't you know Vaughn Johnson had two nicknames, the Super Collider and the Meat?
Yeah.
if you take him out the middle, that middle going to be finesse. It's going to be soft. So Demario Davis got more speed. And all that, but he's not no run plugger, man. Vaughn Johnson no more kill Roger Craig Monday Night Football that night. You remember that, right?
Yeah. My thing is, when I asked that to Bob, I think he was trying to translate it to today's game and how Vaughn isn't as good maybe or wasn't as good of a guy in coverage as with Demario is. Because it is a coverage game today for linebackers and a situational play. So, you know, everybody would have a different opinion on that. But, man, I agree with you on Vaughn. You talk about a guy that he stuffed everything inside. Man, he was strong. But when I asked that to Bob and he said, you know what, I think Demario would get it. But he didn't tell me a name. But I suspected the name would have been Vaughn because he's looking at it in today's world of coverage, being able to blitz, that sort of thing, being able to run the field.
Right.
That's where Double D has a little advantage over Vaughn. Now, Vaughn, physicality and popping you, man, there wasn't too many that could get in that class with Vaughn. He was something else there, and it was such a great foursome to see them on that field at one time, and I think you'd agree with this. There's no way a team could afford to have four like that today. Four guys that good. You couldn't pay them enough to have all four on the same field together. It was some heyday with that vaunted Dome Patrol defense with those linebackers.
Okay, fellas.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, you look at that unit, Mike, and so much is made about that being the greatest group of linebackers, not just for the Saints, but just all time in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he got voted a few years back
right. The
best four linebackers ever, you know, on one team at one time. And then I knew it eventually would happen because I know how Jim Finks operated. Man, I don't want to pay all them guys.
Sure.
And then Pat said, hey, you know, I'm going to ask him for this so the other guys can get paid. And once Pat made that asking price, I told Bob, because he's telling me, man, Pat ain't going to last long here. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, off to Detroit.
Yeah.
He dealt him off. Ended up getting Willie Rofe and Lorenzo Neal out of that deal in a draft.
Willie and Lorenzo,
in that deal for him. But, man, Pat, and I'll say this to this day, Pat deserves to be in Pro Football's Hall of Fame for what he did. Man, his ability to get off the line and cause havoc as a pass rusher and his running skills, he should be in Pro Football's Hall of Fame. And he's one of those guys that I just think because of a group of guys that got in kind of all at one time, he sort of got pushed aside for that. Look how long it took for Sam Mills to get in there. Sam wasn't great for one NFL team. He was great for two NFL teams when he ended up, you know, running the defense out in Carolina in those early days.
I'm not too familiar, Mike, but how was Swilling's career when he went to Detroit afterwards?
It wasn't nearly as good as it was with the Saints, and
okay. Then
he went to the Raiders.
Right, exactly.
Al Davis loved that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he loved guys that could run and get after the quarterback. And so, but, man, you think with him and Ricky coming off the edge, it's sort of like having two great receivers. Okay, who are you going to have block them?
Right.
Because one guy is not going to be able to take care of each one. You're going to have a chip somewhere. And Ricky made Pat better, and Pat made Ricky better.
Right, they complemented each other perfectly.
And Sam was like a professor. And you sat down with Sam. Sam did so many shows. That's when we were doing it at Cuco's in Metairie, me and Deliberto. Man, Sam, they'd always send Sam out there when the Saints played a bad game. And he was the ultimate diplomat. But, man, he could talk to you about football like you know, just like a regular person would.
Okay.
He was not into all these technicalities, but he knew it so well, and he got everybody in the right position. And they used to tease Vic Fangio. Vic was the linebackers coach. Vic had the easiest job in the world. And Vic was, man, I didn't coach any of them. You know what I did? I pointed them in the right direction. Just say, hey, you can be on here on this play, on here. Man, come on. He said, you know, what am I going to teach Ricky Jackson or Sam Mills or Pat, you know, or Vaughn? What am I going to teach them? But then look what he did for your boys last year.
Man, oh, man.
And Vic, he made the difference. They don't win that Super Bowl without Fangio. I'm just telling you.
Masterful game plan, obviously, for that Super Bowl is unbelievable.
Yeah. And to have two rooks in the secondary to
right.
do what they did, nobody picked on Quinyon Mitchell either.
Right.
And it was like, I ain't throwing the ball out there. You don't see that in the NFL a lot. Normally, they pick on a rookie.
We're rolling a break here on Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. When we get back, we'll be dialed in with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, get his practice notes from that joint session between Rams and Saints, and someone that knows a little bit about the Dome Patrol as well. So
yeah.
Taking that break, we'll be right back with the Cajun Cannon.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
After this, back into the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Mike D'Atelier along with Steve Gyella. We are here for weekend kickoff. Going to be here throughout the football season. Plenty of action at the Game Bar and Grill Hill, Mike, from, you know, the TVs having whatever you want to see sports-wise to right next door to us. You got the sports book. You can place a wager on whatever you'd like.
Yeah, that's normally booked up when we come in here. But once the games start for real, we'll have a lot of people kind of waiting around to, got a Coca-Cola or two on the game, that sort of thing. And I think we got the Cannon on with us now. Steve?
Cajun Cannon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Bobby's Notebook brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. How's the West Coast been treating you, Bobby?
Well, the weather's awesome. You know, it's amazing, though, how the it was so much nicer even in Irvine than in Carson, because I guess the closer you are to the ocean, the cooler it is. I'm not saying it was hot today, but they got a lot of work done, and our defense better play awesome because it seems like both offenses are struggling. I can tell you right now, just being objective, that if Matthew Stafford can't play for the Rams, they're not doing anything.
I agree.
I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, he needs to retire. He might be stealing money right now.
That bad, and, huh, Bobby?
Well, he was inaccurate. I was shocked how inaccurate he was. You know, Bennett was better than him, but not much Bennett better. I'd say both defenses won, but overall, I think our players who you expect to make plays, made plays. Chase Young, I mean, is dominant. He'd have had like three sacks. He had three pass breakups. And then looking at DeMario Davis, he's flying around like it was definitely game day for him. So he was dominant. But the one, and thinking about it, he wasn't even on our team. You know, he's been awesome 2 days in a row. He has like three picks, like Blackman, the safety. And just making plays and just what he's able to do. I mean, I think he's going to make a big difference on defense. But I think looking at the Rams, the only period they got maybe the best for our defense is not necessarily good. It was in 2 minutes at the end. I could see them game planning, you know, and they're going to try. We're going to play the Rams down the road. Like, we started out pretty good against Devontae Adams. But at the end, he was able to get the better of Kool-Aid. And then Puka Nacua, you look at him, they had like plus 20, plus 15. That was their best period. But like Jimmy G started out like 0 for 5 in practice. So, no, we were getting after him. But it was batted pass. He was playing a lot of emotion. Right at the beginning, like third play, Ugo dropped an interception. You know, man, you got to make those plays and you have a chance to interception. For instance, I think we had a chance to have four picks and we caught two out of the four. And Rico Payton dropped one. And then you look at it and you want everybody, when you have a chance to make a play, you got to make a play to get, you know, the coach's attention. And I was saying, whoa, not. Now he got to catch that. It looks like maybe Bennett was duck hunting. This thing looks like the ball was end over end like a kickoff, and he didn't get hit.
Quack, quack.
I don't know if it just flew out, slipped out of his hands, and you don't want to get a pass defended. And I was like, come on, we got to catch this. And Jordan Howland did come up with the interception. But yesterday, looking at practice, I thought he came out with one of the best practice since he's come back to the Saints was Brandon Cooks. He had a nice, nice catch on play today would have been about a plus 25-yard gain. And, you know, they go into, like, special teams. Groupie has still only missed one field goal attempt, and that was in the rain. I don't know if I've ever seen a kicker, even Martin Annis is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that the only miss so far, like, one kick in training camp. So hopefully that bodes well, that it could be automatic like he's been, you know, in practice so far in training camp. But looking like Rattler ran with the ones today. I was mainly watching. Jeff was out there, and Deuce was kind of, there are two practices going on at one time. So I was focused on the defense. Deuce is trying to do both of them. Jeff was on the offense. And it looked like Rattler ran with the ones. And I tell you, we cannot run the ball up the middle. And it was so – I was talking with Jeff and everything, and Deuce, it's just so frustrating because the only chance they have right now is maybe they might pop one outside, but up the middle, they ain't blocking nobody. They ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
And so Rattler was with the ones, and you could see even when they couldn't run the ball, they're trying to utilize. That's why it's going to be so important that he stays healthy, Juwan Johnson. He had about six catches on the day, and then the play of the day, and this is great yards after the catch. You can see the speed. Chuck hit Mason Tipton on an over route. It wasn't a bomb, and that would have been a 60-yard touchdown. And then Rattler hit Rashid later on for like 50-yard touchdown. But I would say the Rams probably did better in the red zone than the Saints offense. But the Rams could not put like two first downs in a row. But it was really frustrating not being able to run the ball. When you look at stud running back and Kyron Williams, no, he can hit it and get it.
Yeah, he can.
Now, no, DeMario Davis stuffed him, a couple of times. You know who played awesome against the run? Nathan Shepard. Looking along with, I talk about Chase Young making plays all over the field. They have one cat, I would say, well, the number two best, not Tony Kyron Williams and Alvin Kamara. I said if he was on our team, for sure he'd be the number two running back. Mike, who was a stud for them? And I tell you what, he was just drafted. When you look at it, he was drafted in the fourth round. The kid out of Auburn, Hunter.
Jaquez Hunter.
Yeah.
Jaquez Hunter is his name.
He 5'10", 210, rookie out of Auburn. He was a fourth-round pick from Philadelphia, Mississippi. I guess, isn't that where Marcus Dupree's from?
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, Mike, I was like, man, that's who we needed, number two running back. I was pointing at. No, he had some chunk plays and runs. I was like, whoa. That looks like, I don't know, I don't think we would have made the tackle in there. That would have been about a 60-yard. You know, you never want to give up those type of runs. And then he had one in the latter part, a 2-minute, that also was impressive. Kyron Williams had a nice one, a 15-yard run. But overall, Cam Jordan, good run support. But like I said, Jaquez having those two big runs. But I'll say it was a defensive battle throughout that the way I'm looking at it right now, the way we practice in, and now we're going to see what's going to happen Sunday, is that we better be in low-scoring games, or we're not going to win for sure. Like, I just don't see us being in no shootout ever to win. So we need our defense to kick butt and maybe be opportunistic, taking away the football.
When you say low-scoring, Cannon, how much are you hoping that the defense is giving up in a game?
Definitely has to be over under 20 points.
Okay.
And that should be enough winning defense. To be realistic, I'm saying right now, I hope 16 or less. it
good luck with like that one, Bob. That 16 or less, that's a small number.
I know it looks like it would be, I don't know, just watching, you used to like explosive plays, but we'd watch Tom Brady and Drew Brees and all, so man, this game would be very entertaining. I don't know, today looked like the practice, and it was highly competitive. It was good for the defense. It'd been like a 13-10 type of game. But I can tell you, without Matthew Stafford, and the Rams supposed to have high expectations because, they almost overtook the Eagles to have a chance in the snow to go to the Super Bowl. Or look how far they went in the playoffs. But without Stafford, I think the Rams are going to disappoint. But this is good for the Saints. They got 80-some plays. They had a lot of plays that they're able to practice as far as the guys that aren't going to be playing on Sunday. Like DeMario Davis, they were bringing it. And Chase Young, they were playing at game speed and showing a lot of emotion and passion. And like I said, I was watching the majority of that. I go, man, we're kicking the Rams' ass. But then the Rams are kicking our butt on the other field too.
Yeah.
So
Bob was Dylan Radunz working with the ones at left guard?
Well, Mike, I'd have to ask more with Jeff on that one. Like I said, I was more focused on, and the notes that I kind of got from him was more on the chunk plays, the big plays.
Okay.
That we did. Brandon Cooks did good again today. It's a receiving core, 2 days in a row, but nothing really to run right home about as far as we blocking them up front, and not only we couldn't run up the middle, we can't pass block. No, Mike, it wasn't
that good. Ain't good.
No, and so I don't know, man, and I don't know. Before you know it, the week one, the first game is going to be here, and so. I mean, again, I'm hoping right now what I'm seeing is our defense is going to be opportunistic. I think they're going to play hard for Coach Staley. We're going to get it done, and we can win on special teams. Then I see us having a fighting chance. But if our defense don't have our A game that Sunday, I think we're in trouble.
Well, Cannon, we're going to take a break here real quick. When we get back, we'll delve back into Bobby Hebert's notebook. He's in California with the Saints' final practice of training camp out west. They'll be flying home tomorrow. Hear more from the Cajun Cannon right after this on WWL Saints Radio.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yo. Rocking and rolling here at the Treasure Chest Casino for a weekend kickoff. Steve Geller, Mike Dettillier. Also, welcoming into the radio huddle is Bobby Hebert, whose notebook is brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Cajun Cannon, you mentioned you had eyes on the Saints' defense today, and yet Justin Blackmon has been a really standout addition. You mentioning being able to get those turnovers has been the pick magnet for this team the last couple of days, but seems to really solidify that unit. Him and Reed together seem to be a great combo in the safety room.
Here's the thing, Bob. Is his shoulder well enough to tackle? Because I watched him last year. Man, he could still play the pass, but, man, his tackling was an adventure because he tore that labrum week one. And you got a lot of people that say, oh, you got to be a tough guy and play. He played 16 games and started, and what did it do? Man, everybody was, man, I don't want him now. He tackles so bad. You realize he had labrum surgery to come from that. So how's his tackling been?
No, he's coming up. He's tackling. Mike, the one who missed the tackle today when Kyron Williams in the 2 minute, at the end was Reed.
Okay.
And Connor Williams ended up getting like a 15-yard gain. So, and that's when Jimmy G finally looked like, I guess, the old Jimmy G 49er Jimmy G, where in Davante Adams plus 20 and in Puka plus 15 over the middle. And that was his best period. But that was 20% of the time. 80% of the time, though, he was very inaccurate. But, you know, when you're talking about Blackman, what he was able to do, now this is some, like, I don't know if Reed even has an interception, OTA's minicamp or training camp, but it's like 3 days in a row now, as far as 3 days, the last three practices, Blackman has had an interception every practice. So that's three practices in a row. And then, now, not good for Rattler yesterday when they were practicing against each other. It was 2 days in a row that he kind of ended practice, that being Rattler, and Blackman came up with the interception. But they didn't have officials there yesterday, and I think Blackman took advantage. I couldn't see who had kind of grabbed Olave. They had no officials, so they might have been cheating on that interception a little bit, considering the outcome. But Blackman still caught it. It hit his hands. You know who's dropped two interceptions 2 days in a row? And I mentioned it earlier at the beginning of practice, like third or fourth play, Ugo dropped one, and he dropped one yesterday. Well, you know, when it hits your hands, come on, you got to catch it. And so that's something that he knows he has to do that. And that's the difference, you know, you make the team or not, if, you know, they count on you. Because what Ugo could do, he could play in the slot, he could play safety, he could play that nickel safety.
Right.
And as a backup. Now, the one thing they did yesterday against our team that was that we haven't seen, that was, I guess you'd describe it as like truly a trick play for us, like a Shuck hit a shovel pass to Jack Stahl, you know, right in the middle, and that had been a plus 4 yard touchdown. And so whenever you see that type play, you know, I say, whoa, that's a play we haven't seen in training camp. And then there was another play that, and this was involved with Mason Tipton, and it was kind of, you know how Kelsey and all run that pass? This would happen. It was a trick play where Rattler hits Mason Tipton on a drag route. And, you know, it's going to be a nice, good 7-8 yard gain. Then all of a sudden, he just throws it on the sidelines backwards to Belvis Jones Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And ends up being a touchdown. So trick the defense. You remember Dane Kelsey and the Chiefs try that play?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Well, the Saints, we got that in our playbook. I go, whoa. I said, now that was on a 7-on-7 drill. There wasn't no lineman. But I said, if that play was coming out on time, and the lineman couldn't have stopped that play. So the defense got fooled on that one. And whenever you see that tight play, like I said, in that shovel pass touchdown, that was encouraging to see Kellen Moore, that coming out the playbook. You know who's had good practices building upon, you know, what he was able to do in the first preseason game against the Chargers, really doing against the Jaguars, is Fadel Diggs. Mm-hmm. Good practices in California. The 6'4", 257-pound, the rookie, the 7th-round pick from Syracuse. He's been building upon, you know, what he's, the skins he's put on the wall. And that's always a good sign, you know, when you see something like that. But,
Bob on, yeah, Fadel Diggs, he had played at A&M. He always had his hand in the dirt as a defensive end. You watched him at Syracuse, more than half the time he was a stand-up sort of hybrid outside linebacker, pass rusher. And I envision that's what Brandon Staley wants right to use him here with the Saints, because of his athleticism and his ability to get up the field.
No, Mike, that's exactly what he's doing. That's what they have him doing. And you can see he's disruptive. You know who else is disruptive? And he had the numbers when you look at, you know, in that Chargers game. It's also Chris Rump. He's putting quarterback pressure, quarterback hits, whatever, and he was talking smack to the Rams. I don't know, because maybe he's been in the L.A. area. No, he was talking smack. And they didn't have any fights, but a couple of times you know, they got in each other's face, you know, they just kind of chicken pushing each other away.
Sure.
And, yeah, so when you see something like that, you go, oh, well, that could eventually maybe have come about with a fight. But the only time I think that the coach freaked out for the Rams was when Nathan Shepard, I don't know, he treated, I guess, he said, yeah, I'm playing. And the Rams all freaking out. He took Kyron Williams. He just flattened him to the ground. It wasn't no thud. No, he tackled him. And then I can't think of his name now. Their head coach,
Sean McVay.
He went crazy. He goes like, well, "What are you doing?" You know, like, man, we can't lose Kyron Williams right now. It's good, bad enough I don't have Matthew Stafford. But yeah, so Sean McVay was kind of livid. That was. No, the Saints went backing down. To me, the Rams didn't look like a contender for the NFC this year.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if Matthew Stafford's going to make
that. Put Stafford on that team, yeah. Put Stafford back on there.
Yeah. Now, talking with Deuce, too, about now their defensive line looks like a championship team.
Yeah.
And our defense looks like a more winning product. So, yeah, it's amazing you can have all this scheming on that. Who's playing in the game? You know, who's available? Like DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis looks like he has a lot of fire in his belly. And, man, we had back-to-back. I'm talking about just stuffing. I think that's when Coach McVay got kind of mad because I think that they said, okay, we're going to see. We're going to run around at the same. DeMario Davis stuffed the run. And the very next play, Nathan Shepard, that's when he freaking slammed Kyron Williams to the ground. So it's like, whoa, back-to-back runs. You ain't punking us. You know, really, the only time I'm looking at even Bennett or Jimmy G, they couldn't really drop back and throw. They had to do, like, almost like play-action bootleg type stuff to even have a chance with completion. Now, like I said, with the quicker throws, you can see Devontae Adams is a different cat.
Oh, yeah.
And you look how big he is. You could see, even though I think Kool-Aid's made great strides, that I think they would probably say, okay, if you're going to put Kool-Aid on an island against Devontae Adams, I could see that in the game plan. And I don't know, Mike, the last couple of times we played against Puka Nacua, have we stopped him?
No. No.
So you could see his flashes, too, and you know, they run jet sweep with him. I mean, I'm just looking at he's running a jet sweep, and it didn't look like a pretty run, but I'm like, I don't know, that would have fell forward for 8 yards at least, you know. So you always see the main players that you're familiar with are still making plays, most of them.
Bobby, thanks for dissecting today's joint workout over there in California. I know you're going to be you flying back tonight or tomorrow?
No, flying back tomorrow with the whole crew. We'll be leaving in the morning. Tomorrow morning, in the morning, and we're going to go a little early because Hall's got to turn in the rental car. So, but we're going to get there, and we'll be going flying. John Wayne Airport. Everyone knows John Wayne. Go to John Wayne Airport in Orange County to Austin, Texas, and Austin to the Big Easy.
We'll look forward to talking to you then. Pre-game on Sunday for Saints Jaguars. Man, thanks a lot for the time.
All right, Bob.
You have Saints football come Sunday in the dome.
Who that, Cannon?
Who did?
Bobby's Notebook brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. Be right back with more at the Treasure Chest Casino.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.